Who's this for?
Me?
Oh, okay. Alright. Well, let's see. First three. There's one short piece, which is very interesting in of itself, and the next two pieces are a similar idea, just said with different symbols. Let's do the first thing. It's a separate issue. Vaikach Korach Bamidrash Ra'ah Shalshelet Gidola Yotzeik Mimenu. And that's Vaikach Korach. Ki lefi shera'azot. Right, so b'nei Korach, right? Lefi shera'azot, hirhiv oz b'nafsho, ki betach hu hagadol etzel Hashem itbarach. He sees that his children are mentioned in Mizmor Tehillim. Right?
What?
Is it Shmuel?
Shmuel's
in Korach? Okay. Okay, you saw that in the Medrash? It says that in the Medrash?
No, we did this when we did Moshe Rabbeinu, Gad Nebu, or something. I wasn't sure.
Oh, I did this piece with you? Yeah, okay. Could I point this out to you? Yeah, okay. Could be I did this. All right, so now we have... Okay. Do you remember this also?
That's what I remember.
Okay, so maybe, all right. So I'll do it again. Okay. So he's sure of himself. Right, he has the Nevuah, Kibiyachol. I don't know if it's a Nevuah, but he had this... You know, you can't ask kashas on that aspect of the Zvart, right? So he's sure of himself. Va'al zeh ne'emar al titalel b'yom achar ki lo teda ma yeled yom ki af she'adam yavin betach she'yesh lo tikva lo yasim bitchono al zeh ki lo yeda b'mei yenhig Hashem yitbarach b'ahoveh. Right? What's the firm thing to do, quote unquote? You have emunah and bitachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? You see the future, so you're sure of yourself. Right? No. That's spiritual death. That's Korach. Korach was somebody like that. Right? He saw, you know, Shmuel Navi. He said, what? You know, so it must be that I'm right. Right? The Kolei Da Kulam Kedoshim, Lamet Nesolat Kal Hashem. And I see from me come Big Tzaddikim, where Moshe Rabbeinu's children. Right? So it must be I'm right. And the answer is that you can know the future, but you don't know the present. You can't tie Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands. You know what's going to be later, but that doesn't mean you don't know. You know what's going to be now. There's always an element of doubt that has to be part of your avoda. Certainty is an enemy to avoda, because you have to feel, because certainty means your topic is HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Is it saying that? Maybe I thought it's saying that it's no problem to be certain that Nebuah will come true, like that there will be great people coming from Korach, but it just doesn't know.
But how that translates into reality, you have no idea. So that means you're not certain.
You are certain that there will be.
But you don't know what it means, but it's saying something's going to happen. And I know that I have hope, right? Betach yesh lo tikva. Right? That I know that in the end things are going to be okay. But the end is a very amorphous period of time. What does the end mean? Right? But in the meantime, Rav Mital always says that people ask, Ma'yeh basof? So he answers, Ma'yeh basof yodim? Ma'yeh b'intayim lo yodim? Right? So that's basically, I don't know if he's thinking about this vart, but this is basically the vart. You know, Korach, yada ma'yeh basof, ava lo yada ma'yeh b'intayim. Right? He overlooked the fact that the ground swallowed him up in the meantime. Right? In other words, you can't put your bitachon on the haftachot, because the haftachot are always nebchinat atid. Right? So atid, it'll be okay. But right now, you live in doubt, and the fact that you know what's going to be atid doesn't change anything. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything in the meantime. And it's not just, it's essential to religiosity to experience it that way. Because if you behave in a way which assumes certain things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in certainty, so you're basically limiting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like God is infinite. If you say, I know God is going to do this, so you've basically made him finite. That's really Avodah Zarah. Right? You basically lock the Kodesh Baruch Hu into your finite understanding. So this issue of doubt, of not knowing, is an essential theological point. You can't know. Saying that you know, right, turns God into you. As smart as you are, right? But you're limited. So the doubt is essential to maintain God's infinity. That's why it's Anochi, go back to that other word about Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Ani Ke Hashem Elokecha. that you can't have a complete perception of God. It's always only approximate, and it's always growing. Right? That's how you can continue to grow. Because God is infinite, you can continue to grow infinitely towards Him. Right? But once you say, I know, you're finished. Right? That's the verse here. That's Korach. Okay? Next. Different verse. Maybe not so different. Okay. By Kach Korach. Yeah? Okay. I don't know, you look in shock.
But sometimes, like, well, what about, I mean, the Rambam says there's a mitzvah to know, right?
But what do you have to know? So, no, there is Hashem. You know, right. The content of that is what that Hashem is. You always have to be open and to continuously deepen your understanding.
Also, I assume if Hashem gives you nevuah, so He wants you to know it certainly. So how could that be a vokal?
No, so we talked about that. So the nevuah is not like that. Nevuah is an interpretive process. There's the nevuah that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then there's how it hits you, and where you meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that nevuah, and how you see it, and how you perceive it, and whether you're sure you're perceiving the right thing. That was the whole thing I showed you with regards to Yirmiyahu, right? I showed you. He even says it maybe about the guys of Moshe Rabbeinu, but let's leave Moshe Rabbeinu alone for now. On Elohei Masecha, here, this piece, Elohei Masecha Lo Taseh Lachem. Never did this piece with you? A few weeks ago, I thought I mentioned it. Right, that Yirmiyahu wasn't sure his nevuah of saying that they should not go to Mitzrayim. He wasn't, and they claimed that he was noger b'davar because he didn't want to go to Mitzrayim for Baruch ben Neriah's sake. Right, the whole. So he himself wasn't sure until that he was perceiving things correctly, because he thought maybe it's true, maybe I am noger b'davar. So until Kosh Baruch Hu told him that Baruch ben Neriah is not going to be a Navi, period, it doesn't matter. And then he still perceived the Nevuah as not to go to Mitzrayim. And then he understood the Nevuah is true. That it was. So the whole thing of Nevuah is a correct is interpretative process by the Navi. There's some sort of stimuli, if you will, coming from the outside. Right? Kosh Baruch Hu is broadcasting, so to speak. But that's not the Nevuah. The Nevuah is how the Navi picks it up and interprets it. So there's always a danger. What's a Navi Sheker? A Navi Sheker is not necessarily in the Rambam, right? In the Rambam Mor Nevuchim. Navi Sheker is not a charlatan. Navi Sheker, the Rambam says, is someone who has a higher spiritual perception, but he just flips out. Right, it gets lost, and he doesn't have the koach hasichli to hold the koach hadimyoni in check. Right, that's how the Rambam talks about it. In other words, the person in the Rambam, broadly speaking, the person is not interpreting, he's not perceiving correctly that which is being broadcast. He hears the wrong things, but he's hearing something. Right, so that is not so different from here, except here you don't get the sense of the transcendent nature of it. Here, the whole thing could be coming from inside, because what you're thinking is God's ratzon, right? We know that it comes in from inside of you, as well as something outside of you. That's a separate issue, but it's not an unimportant issue, but it's a separate issue. But the point is that it's interpreted, right? So even in nevuah, you can't be sure. Okay, that's what he says. I think that's all those things that, you know, Kol Nevi'im Nitnabnu B'Kov, Moshe Rabbeinu Nitnabe B'Zeh. Right? Ko is approximation. Ko Amar Hashem. God said something like this. Right? Or, Ein Shnei Nevi'im Nitnabim B'Sivnon Echad. Right? Because every Navi, even if they're quote-unquote hearing the same Nevuah, but it goes through them, and everybody says it differently. Signon is not something external to content, right? In other words, it gets internalized. You're dealing with different people, so they can get the same message, but they interpret it differently. Okay. Again, that's just looking at it in terms of something coming from the outside. If it's coming from the inside, right, it's much more subtle. Right. So then, bichla. Okay. Vayikach Korach. Right? right? The famous. So Rav has something about this, about the first challenge to rabbinic authority. Right? This is a different take on it. That's a polemic. This is a different take on it. Inyan bazeh ki tchelet more al yirah. Tchelet is a symbol for yirah. Why? Makes sense. What? Malchus. Malchus is yirah. Do you know that Malchus is Yira?
We talked about
it last week. I don't remember what we talked about. Right, Malchus is Yira. And also, it's Yirat Shamayim. It's Tchelis, like the Gemara says, Tchelis is Domel Shamayim. Right, the whole thing. This is Domel this, this is Domel this, right? Shamayim Domel Kisei Kavod. So Tchelis is a symbol of Yira. Okay. Vine Korach Ta'an. She Yirat Hashem Yitbarach Mifureshet Lefanav. And for Eskifanav, in his terminology, I would translate it into a different term that I think that he uses, Mivureret Lefanav. He's there already, in terms that he has refined his Yirat Shamayim. Right? To the extent that, V'hu mevin, Shahakol bidei Shamayim, Afilu Yirat Shamayim. He's there. But he sees the world the way it really is. Right? Not from human perception, where in human perception are called bidei shamayim chutz mi yirat shamayim, right? Because in human perception we are bechir chafshis, but ali b'de'emes, from God's perspective, right? This is Mashi Lach's tisa. From God's perspective, are called bidei shamayim afilu yirat shamayim. So Korach says, I already see things from the divine perspective. Tala shikul tcheles. Yirat Shamayim total. Everything is a Kobi De Shamayim. Okay? So that's the case. The in came, Ech Yavol Adam Shiaseh Davar Neged Ritzon Hashem Yitbarach. If everything is Ritzon Hashem Yitbarach. Right? Even your Ratzon Lasot Neged Ritzon Hashem Yitbarach is Ritzon Hashem Yitbarach. Right? Kevan Shiratzon Vamaseh HaKol Neito Yitbarach. The Ech Yaseh Davar Shelo Lirtzono. Baal Zeh Hayato Ein. Shepatur mi tzitzit, ki tzitzit miramzim al hayirah. Right, you have a petil techelet that in the world which is lavan, right, where Kadosh Baruch Hu is nistar, from our perception, hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi yirat shamayim. So there's the gestalt, right, the background is lavan, which is there isn't yirat shamayim. It's not meguleh, but in that there's a petil techelet which is yirat shamayim. Which means there's certain things you can't do. In the Lavan, there's Tchelet, right? Lavan is sort of what's mutter, and then Tchelet is where you have to hold yourself back, because that's Yirat Shamayim. So you don't do something because of Yirat Shamayim, right? But if everything is Tchelet, then it's not Shaykh. Then Isurim aren't Shaykh, because your Ratzon is also from Akash Baruch Hu. My Ratzon to eat Nevelos and Trefus, that's from Akash Baruch Hu. So there's no Yirat Shamayim, because everything is Yirat Shamayim. See the paradox? Right? That's sort of the problem that he talked about in the end of Tetzaveh. Why we talked about this? Why the Mizbach HaKtoret is after Big Day Kahuna? You know what I'm talking about? Do we talk about that? Why the Mizbach HaKtoret is after Big Day Kahuna? It's the same idea. The Mizbach HaKtoret, look at. I'll tell you which piece you look at. I don't want to get into it. But here, he named Mizbach. Vasita Mizbach Miktak Torah in the end of Tetzaveh, the next to last piece. Okay, look at it. It's the same idea. Right. Does he have a reference to it? Okay, what's that? Make our own footnotes. All right. So here. While Zaya Toin Shepatum Tzitzit Tzitzit Miram Zimal Yirah Ubemet. Now where is Korach off? Ritzona Shemit Baruch Olam Azeh. Yeh le'enei ha'adam. That there has to be some sort of perception of what Ritzon Hashem is in the world. In other words, there is, in the world, there's Ritzon Hashem and not Ritzon Hashem. Right? It has to be le'enei ha'adam. There's sort of a veil over the reality that HaKol Bidei Shamayim HaFilu Yirat Shamayim. But ba'olam hazeh, there's a veil over that reality. And le'enei ha'adam, there's Ritzon Hashem and not Ritzon Hashem. Okay?
So, as I'm saying, Korach knew, understood that what he was doing wasn't exactly Yashar, but he...
Well, exactly what Korach's motivations are, is that's like the next piece he talks about, right? But Korach's nominal claim, let's put it that way, whether Karach himself believes it or he has a different agenda entirely, let's leave that for the side. But his claim is, Hakobi de Shamayim afilu Yirat Shamayim, you don't need tzitzis. The tzitzis shows that there's certain things you can do, certain things you can't do. Because there's a reality, right, tzitzis says, there's a reality of Yirat Shamayim and not Yirat Shamayim. Right? That there's a reality of Hakobi de Shamayim, chutz mi Yirat Shamayim. So you need the Yirat Shamayim and everything else. Right? That's what tzitzis tells you, because it's Lavan and Tcheles. But Korach says the reality is, from God's perspective, is there isn't Lavan and Tcheles. It's just Tali Tchikulo Tcheles. Because God is everywhere, and God is everything. And God is your Ratzon, and you have no Bechira. So then it doesn't make sense to have Yira. Because everything is Yirat Hashem. So you have Yira, you're refraining from something. But your will to do what you want to refrain from is also Mirat, is also Minas Shamayim. So it doesn't make sense to put a Gvul on your Beged. Okay?
How does he understand there won't be tchelas in tzitzis, but there will be kula lava?
No.
There won't be any.
No, no tchelas. No tzitzis. Just talis tchikul tchelas, patumina tzitzis. Because that's what his claim is. Yeah, it's not patumina tchelas, patumina tzitzis. Okay? ובאמת רצון השם ברוך הוא לעולם הזה יד לעיני אדם וזה אית בגמרא יחזקאל התפלל על פני שור. There's an example here which okay, ובעומק, let's see, הכל בידי שמיים ובחירת האדם אינו רק כקליפת השום ואינו רק לפי דעתו כי השם יתברך הסתיר דרכו מבני אדם כי יחפוץ בעבודת האדם. She says, but Ritzon Hashem is that there should be kiklipat Hashem. Because the perception, human perception, is kiklipat Hashem. It covers up it's a very fine veil of the ontological reality. That the reality from God's perspective is Hakobi Hashemayim Afilu Yirat Shamayim. But Ritzon Hashem is that our perception should be Hakobi de Shamayim chutz mi Yirat Shamayim. And that's essential in Olam Hazeh. Why? Because you need to have avoda. If you would have the idea, if we were aware that Hakobi de Shamayim Afilu Yirat Shamayim, then we wouldn't do any avoda. We would say, what do I have to do it for? We would be Calvinists, right? That everything is grace, everything is predetermined, you know, so you don't do anything. Whatever you do, the bad things you do are also Ritzon Hashem. Everything is Ritzon Hashem, right? So you don't have to do anything. There's no human freedom, there's no avoda. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the question is why he wants this, right? That he doesn't deal with. But in order that people should do avoda, there has to be a veil over the reality of Hakobi de Shamayim. That's what he says. So the veil, you're sort of living from your perspective. From your perspective, Yirat Shamayim is not Bidei Shamayim. And you have Bechira. And you have to do Avoda in order to get to Yirat Shamayim. Right? Whereas Korach, and this is where it's similar to the next piece, whereas Korach is demanding the ideal reality. The ideal reality, right, is Hakobi de Shamayim afilu Yirat Shamayim, so you don't need tzitzis. Right? But Ba'olam Hazeh, the truth is you need tzitzis. And the tzitzis represents mitzvos. Right? You need the avoda in order to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can't just say, Tashkol Tcheles, God is everywhere, so you don't need mitzvos. Right? You don't need tzitzis. You don't need Yirat Shamayim. Right? Because God is everywhere. So that's Korach's claim. God is everywhere. Right? So the answer is it's true, but it's not true in Olam Hazeh. From God's perspective, it's true, but it's Ritzon Hashem that from our perspective, it's not true. How exactly, you know, that works. You can meditate about that for a couple of years, right? But that's, okay? That's what he's saying. So Korach's demand is really for some sort of ideal reality. It's very revolutionary, right? It's utopian, right? That's why revolutionary movements are so dangerous and they come anarchistic. Right, you have some. If you believe that the ideal reality is here already, right? So all structures disintegrate. Right, that's why anarchists. That's why utopianism is anarchism. Right, because the real reality is you don't need a government. Right. Well, who said it? Rousseau. Man is born free, and everywhere he's in chains. Right. So you're born free. The reality is you're born free. So why is the chains or artificial constraints by society, by government, right? So the ideal reality is that everybody should be free, meaning free of all constraints, right? So that leads to total hefkeiros. Right? That's radical politics. So Karl is radical. There's a book, a very interesting book, by this guy named Michael Walzer, called Exodus and Revolution. You ever hear of it? Book very worthwhile to read. So he has this whole thing. He analyzes Yitzhak Mitzrayim from various, he compares it to various revolutionary movements. He compares it to the Russian Revolution and to the American Civil Rights Movement. There's certain kavim, how they use the stories of the Torah, and also certain kavim, you know, that, you know, and he talks about Korach in this context also. You know, radical left-wing politics and what Korach is claiming. But that's what he's saying here also. He doesn't quote this. I never heard of Shilach. I don't think. But he used Midrash. It was very nice. But anyway, he knew politics more than he knew Torah. But he knew enough Torah to make him to write an interesting book about, you know, revolutionary politics and the story of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Anyway, but this is what he's saying here. The Korach is Tal Shekulot Tcheles. That's the world from God's perspective. And Korach says, this is the world. Right? But the truth is, it's not the world from our perspective, and you can't skip. You need avoda in the world, and you can't skip. Okay? That's the next piece. Madua titnasu al kal Hashem. Hinei tanat korach hayta. She'ein shum hitnasut ben Yisrael le'echad al chaveiro. Ki betocham Hashem. His claim is, very beautiful claim, right? Igalite. Everybody's equal. Right, there should not be any hierarchy, because B'tocham Hashem. So what does B'tocham Hashem mean? Haynu Hashem Yitbarach Shochein B'toch Kulam B'Shaveh K'mo Shemuvuar B'Midrash She'le'atid. This is the key. La'atid Ya'aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machol La'Tzadikim. What does Machol mean? What? Yeah, but machol, hainu bi'igul, right? Machol is dance, but you dance around in an igul, right? An igul, hainu bi'igul, she'ein shum echad karov yoter mechaveiro. God is in the middle, it's the center point of the circle, and everybody in the circle is equidistant, right? So u'betocham is literal. See? Lamet nasu al kal Hashem, lamet nasu al kal Hashem, kol ha'idah kulam kedoshim, u'betocham Hashem, smack in the middle of them is Hashem. Ki Kadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Mechol LaTzadikim, and he's in the middle. Yes. Right. Vayatoein. Now this is the Medrash says Shela Atid, and Korach Hayatoein Sheata Gamkein Kachu. Again, taking some sort of ideal reality of Olam Emes Latid Lavo, right? Or even to the previous piece, the ideal reality right now, right, the way it is, that God is everywhere, right, and say no, it's here and now, for real, right? Not latid lavo, Hashem atid lasot, machol atzadikim. Now it's betucham Hashem, right? Vayatuain sha'ata gamken kachu, ach alzeh amar Shlomo HaMelech, mizareh rishaim melech hacham, ויישב עליהם אופן. היינו שעל ידי הזר והכתר שניתן להם, דהיינו כתר הלוויים, ונתן להם ההתנשאות, על זה וישב עליהם אופן. דהיינו שהיה משיב להם, משה, said, מדוע שנתתי לכם התנשאות, לא טענתם שאין בישראל שום התנשאות לאחד החברו. Now you woke up. When you didn't get the Kohen Gadol, now you have said we should be equal. When I made the Levium, when I made a hierarchy with the Levium above Yisrael, then you didn't complain. As Moshe Rabbeinu, it's clear, this is in terms of Pshat, Moshe Rabbeinu's response to Korach has nothing to do with what Korach says. Korach says, Lamatun Zalkal Hashem, Makal Yidak Kohen Hashem, B'tocham Hashem, right? There shouldn't be any hierarchy. And what does he say? What does Moshe Rabbeinu respond to them? V'kashtem Gam Kuna. This is the real point. And this has to do with the second point that you raised, that you mentioned earlier. What is Korach's intent? Korach, his claim is one. He's claiming one thing, but his intent is entirely different. So he's insincere in his claim. There's truth to his claim. That's one thing. The truth is that in some sense, Kol Adam Kulam Kedoshim U'Betocham Hashem. That's not untrue, right? But that's not even. But Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't bother responding to that because that's not what Korach really cares about. But he cuts to the bone of the issue, which is Korach wants to be the Kohen Gadol. right? That's the second thing here. But the first thing, in terms of Korach's claim, Korach's claim at least is that he's connected to some sort of ideal reality, and his hate is that he wants to impose that ideal reality on the present day reality, and that's disastrous. That's disastrous because you negate the whole issue of avoda. Moshe Rabbeinu knows that. What do you mean, kolei dakulam kedoshim? It's a very beautiful thing to say. That's not true. The Eidah's chotim chet ha'egel. The Eidah, the misonanim, the avim ta'ava, and every sheni v'chamishi, they complain to me. They're not kedoshim. They can be kedoshim, right? But that takes a little bit of avoda, maybe a few thousand years, right? Then in the end, latid lavo, akarit latid lasot. Machola tzadikim, that everybody will be the same. Latid lavo, in an ideal reality, when it comes to fruition, there won't be any hierarchy. Right? But in the meantime, right? So that's why Korach is so dangerous. Like, Korach is dangerous because of the truth in his ta'anot. But he wants to apply them. He wants to skip. He wants to skip over history. He wants to skip over the Talich HaBeirur. That's basically Korach. There's a Talich HaBeirur that you have to go through, right? That's what he talks about all the time. Of Yirat Hashem. To get to, ultimately, what you're going to get to. So Korach says, no, it's here and now. Right? Talos is called Tchelis, you don't need Tzitzis. Because you already have the Talos called Tchelis. It's called that Kulam Kedoshim. Everybody's Kadosh, you don't need hierarchy. Mitzvah is just a form of hierarchy. Right? I think this is connected to something else, that Korach is stuck in the previous mode of the world before Chayta Egel. Before Chayta Egel also, according to many Farshim, I think I talked about this also, right? According to many Farshim, before Chayta Egel there wasn't supposed to be a Mikdash. It was B'tocham Hashem. Right? And everybody's supposed to be Oved. So only after Chayta Egel that you have to limit the Avodah to a specific place and to specific people. Right? So that switch is what Korach refuses to acknowledge, at least in his Ta'anot. Right? What his real issue might be something totally different. Right? But his Ta'anot are, this is a corruption of the original, you know, revolutionary dream. Right? The revolutionary dream is, we're going to come out of Mitzrayim and God will be B'tochenu and everybody will be close to God. Right? And now you're saying no. Now you're saying they're Kohanim and Zara Karev Yumat. Right, this isn't what we fought for, right? Because he's stuck in the previous mode. Right, it happens at the end of Bayit Rishon also. The Tzedokim are stuck in the previous mode. After Churban Bayit Rishon, right, it's the end of the Tkufah Torah Bechtav, and you're moving into Torah Baal Peh. You're moving into a reality, just like from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael, is going from God taking care of you to you taking care of yourself, in a sense, right? And there's an unwillingness to go from one to the other, which is certainly the Meraglim, and it's Korach, right? According to what I'm saying. At the end of Bayit Rishon also, there's an unwillingness to let go of the uniqueness of the Mikdash and of the Kohanim and of Nevuah and everything that represents, and to go into an era where you have the Mikdash, but you have an era, it becomes Torah Baal Peh, it's Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. It's not a coincidence that Nevuah disappears together with the rise of Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Understand? The different ways of relating to God, right? That's Tosh B'Ksav, Tosh Baal Peh. And then you have the Tzedokim saying, no, what you're doing is Reform Judaism, right? What do you mean? God didn't tell us to do this. How can you, through your mind, right? And that's the Kfir and Tosh Baal Peh. They're stuck in the previous mode. The Tzedokim are like Korach, right? And then the Bayit Rishon, you also have it, right? The Biryonim, that don't want to go to Karen B'Yavim, right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is making the transition. The Chorban is the Chorban. So the Beis Hamikdash is finished, right? So now we have to go to Torah Baal Peh, right? As opposed to remember this, it switches. What was Torah Baal Peh in relationship to the previous era is Torah B'Ksav in relationship to the era to come. So the Golus is Torah Baal Peh, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai understands. There has to be a transition. Tamei Yavne v'Chachameha, right? And the Biryonim say no. The Biryonim are like the Tzedokim, are like Korach. But was holding back. They're too late. Right? I think it has to do with how you view also the state of Israel in terms of people who are holding back into a previous era. So that's my political twist on it. Something. That's a Sikha for Yom HaTzmonot, which I gave 2 years ago.
Like, what do you mean, holding back in previous era? Like,
I think getting stuck, right. I think that it's stuck in a previous mode.
Oh, like people who like, take some.
The Geula has to come, the Gosh Baruch has to come from on high, and the Mikdash has to come down in the Shamayim, and I won't take anything else.
Right? It's like some people miss Europe.
Yeah.
Is it all in Europe?
Well, that's nostalgia, right? Yeah. You know the word, but nostalgia isn't what it used to be. Right, but that's stuck in the previous mode. So if it's just nostalgic, that's chatzitzara, right? But if they're fighting the present because they're stuck in the previous mode. In other words, what's the critique? This is already sort of semi-politics, semi-theology based on these things, but what's the critique that Satmar has fundamentally, right? On a theological level, I'm not talking about aguda. Aguda, the question is, do you cooperate with people who aren't from, or do you not cooperate with people who aren't from? So you can argue about that, right? But the Satmar critique, which is much more fundamental, is that the Geula comes from Hashemayim, right? You Oleh B'Choma, because Baruch Hu is supposed to do it. Right? Aguda doesn't care about Aliyah B'Choma. Aguda cares about whether, you know, how do you, you know, how can I cooperate with people in Mechal Shabbos? That's an issue, right? But the Satmar issue is not that. It's much more fundamental. It says that the Beis HaMikdash should come down Eish Min Hashamayim. And that's what I'm waiting for. Anything else is not the gula. Everything else is heimiru kvodam betavnit shor. Right? That's ala gula ala tmura of the Satmar Rebbe. Heimiru kvodam betavnit shor. They didn't want to curse Baruch Hu, they took cheta egel instead. We want the gula shlema. That's the only thing we'll accept. We expect Beis HaMikdash Min Hashamayim. That is the theological point. You're not supposed to be active in bringing the geula, right? That is the traditional Jewish way of thinking until 150 years ago. And now the only people who think that way is Satmar. Right? But they're holding on to the old ideology.
Like that's
not Satmar, you know.
No, I'm saying that's not the only way of picturing the geula.
I understand, but that's because you're already in a different...
150 years ago...
Everybody thought the way Satmar thinks.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, more or less.
The Beferish Makoros would say that.
Yeah, but the question is what the general conception was. There were Makoros with Toshi Baal Peh and Bayit Rishon also. Right? But it wasn't predominant. Right? There's Makoros with Toshi Baal Peh in the Torah. In Torah Shebichsav, right? But it wasn't dominant. Right? It's always moving. Right? So what is sort of an undercurrent in one period becomes dominant in the next period. So I think the problem with the, on a theological critique level, right? The theological critique of Satmar is what I'm saying, is that things develop where, as a paradox, God hides more and more, and people have become more and more involved. Right? That's Torah Baal Peh, people becoming more and more involved. So the answer is no. That you have to understand that it's that Torah Shebichsav, the Gula is not Torah Shebichsav. The Gula is Torah Shebaal Peh. That people made the state, right? And that theologically is what's supposed to happen. Now, I might not have known that before, but after I see it, I can identify that as the process. You can always argue and say you don't know what the process is until 1,000 years later. I accept that as a possibility because I'm not so sure, right? But I think that you have to see these things. I think they give a framework for understanding, even today, different movements, and recognizing the legitimate claims and arguments of those movements. But
was Korach's claim similar to Miriam's claim of Halok and Banu Dider that we're just the same as Moshe Rabbeinu, just at Korach on a more mass level?
There's a certain similarity.
Nothing.
But they're not looking to undermine the whole halachic system and bringing, according to his tefisah, Korach basically wants to bring Olam Haba into Olam Hazeh now. That's his claim. That you don't sense that from that is the core of what Aaron and Miriam are claiming. So if Aaron and Miriam are something, at least according to him, right, is that they're on the same level of Nevuah and they should be treated the same. But it doesn't mean that they think that the whole system is right. The whole system is rotten and has to be removed. Right? Moshe represents a system. So here the rebellion against Moshe is a rebellion against the whole system. It's against Torah Mitzvah, it's against Yirat Shamayim as we know it. Because everything is it. Once everything is Yirat Shamayim, nothing is Yirat Shamayim, right? That's the Frankis which came out of Shabtai Tzvi. Also, everything's from God. So everything from God, do whatever you want. There's no responsibility. That's what he talks about in this piece in the Tzav that I did. Have a good Shabbos. So next week will be, who's going to be here next week? Huh? We'll be here next week? What?